Last Christmas morn, the murky clouds pursue thy way. Thy light was born where storm enshrouds, nor dawn nor day. Dear Christ, forever here and near, no cradle song, no natal hour and mother's tear to thee belong. Thou God, ideal life in crown, the Bethlehem babe, beloved, replete by flesh and bound, was but thy shade.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation of Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, founder and discoverer of Christian Science. The truth uttered and lived by Jesus, who passed on and left to mortals the rich legacy of what he said and did, makes his followers the heirs to his example. But they can neither appreciate nor appropriate his treasures of truth and love until lifted to these by their own growth and experience. His goodness and grace purchased the means of mortals' redemption from sin, but they never paid the price of sin. This cost none but the sinner can pay. And according as this account is settled with divine love, is the sinner ready to avail himself of the rich blessings flowing from the teaching, example, and suffering of our Master? The secret stores of wisdom must be discovered, their treasures reproduced and given to the world, before man can truthfully conclude that he has been found in the order, mode, and virgin origin of man, according to divine science, which alone demonstrates the divine principle and spiritual idea of being. The truth he taught and spoken lives and moves in our midst of divine afflatus. Thus it is that the ideal Christ, or impersonal infancy, manhood, and womanhood of truth and love, is still with us. And what of this child? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. This child or spiritual idea has evolved a more ready ear for the overture of angels and the scientific understanding of truth and love. When Christ, the incorporeal idea of God, was nameless, and the Mary knew not how to declare its spiritual origin, the idea of man was not understood. The Judean religion even required the Virgin Mother to go to the temple and be purified for having given birth to the corporeal child, Jesus, whose origin was more spiritual than the senses could interpret. Like the leaven that a certain woman hid in 3 measures of meal, the science of God and the spiritual idea named in this century Christian Science. Is leavening the lump of human thought until the whole shall be leavened and all materialism disappear? This action of the divine energy, even if not acknowledged, has come to be seen as diffusing richest blessings. This spiritual idea, or Christ, entered into the minutiae of the life of the personal Jesus. It made him an honest man, a good carpenter, and a good man, before it could make him the glorified. The material questions in this age on the reappearing of the infantile thought of God's man are after the manner of a mother in the flesh, though their answers pertain to the spiritual idea, as in Christian Science. Is he deformed? He is wholly symmetrical, the one altogether lovely. Is the babe a son or daughter? Both son and daughter. Even the compound idea of all that resembles God. How much does he weigh? His substance outweighs the material world. How old is he? Of his days, there's no beginning and no ending. What is his name? Christ, Science. Who are his parents, brothers, and sisters? His father and mother are divine life, truth, and love, and they do the will of his father, are his brethren. Is he heir to an estate? The government shall be upon his shoulder. He has dominion over the whole earth, and in admiration of his origin, he exclaims, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that truth has hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Is he wonderful? His works thus prove him. He giveth power, peace, and holiness. He exalted the lowly. He giveth liberty to the captive, health to the sick, salvation from sin and the sinner, and overcometh the world. Go and tell what things ye shall see and hear, how the blind spiritually and physically receive sight, how the lame, those halting between two opinions or hobbling on crutches, walk, how the physical and moral lepers are cleansed, how the deaf, those who having ears, hear not, and are afflicted with tympanum on the brain, hear. How the dead, those buried in dogmas and physical ailments, are raised. That to the poor, the lowly in Christ, not the man-made rabbi, the gospel is preached. Note this. Only such as are pure in spirit, emptied of vain glory and vain knowledge, receive truth. Here ends the colloquy, and a voice from heaven seems to say, come and see. The 19th century prophets repeat, unto us a son is given. The shepherds shout, we behold the appearing of the star. And the pure in heart clap their hands.
Thine is the kingdom. power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.